President Emmanuel Macron declared success at this year's G7 summit in southwestern France with plans for the burning Amazon forest, digital tax, and Iran. In his joint statement with President Donald Trump, he said the gathering was productive and efficient. Meanwhile, French protesters in a neighboring city carried hundreds of official portraits of the French president turned upside down. Anne-Sophie Trujillo is one of the organizers. She says Macron is guilty of inaction on climate change.
With this march, our aim was really to demonstrate that speeches of our president, Emmanuel Macron, are far from the reality in terms of climate change here in France.
I think a lot of people will be surprised to hear that because often Macron has been thought of as a leader who's very tough on climate change and bringing action forward. Where has he fallen short, in your opinion?
There are nice speeches, but the solutions are not there. We do have, I would say, correct targets for 2050, but since the Paris Agreement were signed 4 years ago, all our indicators are on the red marks. We don't have enough local measures for thermal renovation, for development of public transportation, for instance, very recently on aviation. We need action to reduce the aerial transportation. We do need to have more rail transportation. We have solutions that exist, but the government is never at the local level, at national level, taking the steps that that has to be done to reduce our carbon dioxide emissions that are raising up and up in France. And so we will never meet our nice objective in 2050. And so we need now no more blah, blah, no more speech, but we need actions.
The march itself is being called La Marche des Portraits, the portrait march, because of the portraits of President Macron that you were carrying while you were demonstrating, holding them upside down. Where did those come from and why were they necessary?
We have decided to remove the portraits from the town halls because of the legal recourses that have been made by Greenpeace and other organizations against France because the government is not doing enough for action to tackle the climate change. So we have this campaign of Décrochons Macron. So we have been taking more than 120 portraits. We are on trials for that. There are more than 18 trials that are taking place in France.
Yeah, so décrocher Macron, that's like take down Macron. You're literally doing that by taking these portraits off the walls. They were stolen and you're going to trial for this. Is it worth it?
Yes, it is. I think it is because we are demonstrating that without violence, the coverage has been very good on Sunday for the march. More than 900 persons were there responding to our call. They came with empty frames. Yeah, no, police did not intervene, and we are capturing the public attention.
Notably, President Trump was not at that climate change breakout meeting at the G7, and he's still downplaying the effects of climate change. In fairness, shouldn't you also be carrying upside-down Trump portraits?
Maybe we should if we can get some.
And Sophie Trujillo with the nonprofit ANV COP21 that helped organize the protests in Bayonne near the G7 summit this weekend. And Sophie, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.